Officer KM4 in AP.
Ed, hope you're having a good start to your day.
But now it's pouring down rain, so I'm lucky I can just sit here and look out the window and say, yep, it's raining.
I'm just crossing the state line down here in this construction cattle chute going down the mountain, and it's raining here, and everybody's jabbing on the brakes or running up on each other.
How's the road up there? Is it pouring down rain up there, or is it done moved through?
It's been raining the whole ride so far, but it's not pouring down, but it's raining pretty good.
Be as careful as you can. You never know what's going to happen.
So what you got on the plan for today?
Yes, I'm going to do something real important today. I'm going to drink coffee and...
Ed, something happened to your radio? You cut out there at the end.
Might be my finger. I said I'm going to drink coffee and try and stay dry.
Good plan.
Hope you have a good day with your customers, and then... make you a little bit of money to make the trip down the mountain worthwhile.
It's the first time I've seen them in 2 weeks, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, I've got money for Christmas, and I can't wait to see you.
Definitely be a nice start to the year.
Imagine it would be. I know it would be for me, but... The way things are nowadays, you don't know. It's hit and miss, seems like, here lately.
All we can do is the best we can do with it and move on. No point in really stressing over the whole lot.
Gonna try and go to Greenwood this weekend.
Making plans to ride over there with Gary. You're welcome to ride with us.
Me and Mama thinking about coming down there. She got an uncle that lives in Greenwood, but now if it's raining or snowing, this old man's gonna stay home.
The weather this morning, but when I looked at it yesterday, they were calling for snow up at the house Friday and Saturday, so we'll see how it goes.
That's pretty much what they calling for down here is snow and freezing rain. And knowing my luck, it'll probably snow about knee-deep, and I'll be sitting on the front porch drinking coffee, and somebody will go slide through the yard.
Good. As long as they stay in the yard and away from the house, though.
Got to do something to get to the house, but I tell you, I cannot believe the people down here cannot drive in snow. I spent 25 years working wrecks in the snow, and... It just seemed like the more snow there is, the dumber they got.
It's amazing how people don't realize what they're doing. That's for sure. But anymore, it's just in the rain, much less the snow.
They see something new and they think they can just fly down the road because they're making it good so far. I saw a Bronco one time pass me. He was running about 6 miles an hour in the snow, and I said, well, I'll get him 9 minutes. Went up the road about a half a mile, and there he was, turned upside down in the ditch.
Doesn't surprise me. It's amazing to me how many people don't pay attention to the speed limit anymore at all. I mean, at all.
Bad here, you ought to be. Go out and tell people to get pulled over on the side of the road and sit, because they will run over you out there.
They got the construction zone down here to 35, and they lowered the normal speed limit on 25 up through here to 45 mile an hour from Travelers Rest to the state line. And I don't see anybody doing less than about 60 out here.
They hit one of the workers or hit a piece of equipment, they wonder why.
Well, most people aren't worried about their own safety, much less anybody else's anymore, so they don't pay that any attention.
Think you gonna get your house started this year, or are you gonna have to still wait?
with as expensive as everything is, I just don't know anymore. I don't know if I can afford to start it.
Understand that. What's it cost a square foot now? I've lost contact with all that. Last time I heard, and it was years ago, it was $85 a square foot.
And you're going to be in shock when I tell you this. What I was talking to somebody just Friday, and it's $350 to $400 a square foot.
Shock, but I'm not surprised. I knew it was on up there. I'm glad I built this log house. It only cost me a little over, the kit itself was a little over, but everything came with it to get it to dry. And I think I spent a total of probably somewhere around $75,000 to build this house.
That's one of the things I've been looking at is I found a home kit place. They build kit homes. It's not log homes, it's just stick-built homes. And they're fairly reasonable, but then to put it up and just do the grading, and the grading, everybody's quoted $80,000 to $100,000.
That's a little expensive, in my opinion. It don't cost no $100,000 to grade out for a house.
The road in is the challenging part. So we got to do something there. But still, it's just, that's a lot of money. Just for a road in and a flat place.
I guess they figure the most expense will be that road because I got a grandson that did a work for a guy. And he fixed his driveway. And it cost him like $400 just in gravel. And he didn't have to go all that far.
For HKX, yeah, gravel's one of the major expenses, that's for sure.
For an AP for ID. Yes, it's a little expensive, but it wasn't as bad as I figured it would have been. But he did a good job. I was right proud of the little old rascal.
Like I say, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just so blame expensive to get anything done anymore. So, just kind of in a holding pattern right now. But I still need to get with you about seeing what's in the little creeks and streams around there.
Do that on a warm day and get up there and see what we can find. I hadn't even been last year. My kids were all too busy to go with me, so I figured it'd be best for me not to be wandering in the woods by myself.
Warms up this spring, we'll definitely have to do that. There ain't no wandering in the woods. We can drive right to it. It's a little rough, but we can do it.
Fun part driving into it if it's a little rough. But as much rain and stuff that we've had, heavy rain, it should have stirred up something worth looking at.
Well, like I said, I think it'd be fun and see how it goes. And there's several different places up through the creek crosses my property I think would be good places to do it.
Got a bend in the creek. That's where it bounces on the backside of that bend and settles out in the middle.
Well, Ed, I have arrived here where I got to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a few minutes. But Ken and the other guys are going to be in here shortly. So hang around. I'd be good to talk to you this morning.
You made it, and I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee. So you be careful, and I'll be listening for the gang.
I'll catch you here in a few minutes. KO4H kicks, and I'll be quick for now. 7-3.